Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. Good to have you on board. Thanks for watching today on YouTube TV, listening on SiriusXM channel 158, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or any of our great affiliates across the country. In this hour, Derek Stevens is going to join the program. He's the owner and the CEO of this great property. What a weekend it was. The bedlam that finally arrived in Survivor contests. And we'll get to our best bets as well. We are expecting to connect here with Adam Chernoff, longtime friend of the show. For those of you here listening live, watching live in the afternoons, haven't heard from Adam in a while. You might be like, who hasn't been on the show? He was on with us for, what, 5-6 years every week during the football season when we did mornings here. And love getting the analysis from him. Anyway, he was a part of one of the entries that won Circa Grandissimo this past weekend. And six entries did. They split $6.9 million. So everybody there combined to take home $1.15 million. And Adam does join us right now, and he is on the Progressive guest line. Good to talk to you again, pal. How are you?
It's good to see you guys. It's good to talk with you guys. Let's hope the internet holds. We're finally back at it and clear of everything. It's been a weird year, but nice to be back seeing you guys on air.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Okay, so take us through this then. You actually were part of one of the entries that won Grandissimo, and you eventually split the $6.9 million, that is correct? Yeah. Don't know if we can do it or not.
Damn.
He might be in a spot that's a little too dicey with the internet. Damn it. Adam told me, I want to go back 2 or 3 weeks ago, that when it got down to, was it 8?
Yes.
He told me then that they kickstarted a conversation about a chop, and there was at least one individual, if not two, on a different entry that said, go bleep yourself. And that's when they were like, okay, that's not going to be a possibility. It looks like we're going to have to win the whole thing. And then the way it turned out is that three people had Baltimore left. They all used them, and they lost on Thanksgiving night. The other three people had Philadelphia lost, and you know how that went. So here you are at the end of the whole thing now. Six people split it.
So at that point, you decide to hit the eject button, get out of this.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention with your plan was, I believe, to use Baltimore, but then the Burrow stuff happened. So that hurt you a little bit. And then it was apparent that it won maybe two people. No way, no how we're going to chop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tupac, I want the money, bleep the fame. I'm a simple man. I mean, this guy wanted all the prestige, and I just want to win. And it's incredible. Like our friend Baxter said yesterday, these poker guys can be weird. Some of this stuff.
Called them weirdos about five different times, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, I always think you take some money off the table. But if you're talking about $6.9 million and there's only three of you left, you're not going to decide to whack it up or do it just all or nothing? Okay. But it appears that was going to happen, and there was no way around it. So he decided to hit the eject button, get out, and then how it fell, where everyone was eliminated on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and then six people go with $1.1 million.
So Derek's going to join us coming up, again, bottom of the hour here. Imagine if, well, think of Circa was available like in 30 states, right? Or if you could sign up in any of the other states where Circa is at, because they're in five, now six with Missouri, but you have to come out here to sign up. That's just the way that the national laws work. So I think that Grandissimo could eventually, who knows what how big that could get, because you never know how much money people have and would be interested in that. But I do, that one person who on the documentary this past year who said might get, what, 100,000, more than that, people in it. If you could open this up in the state of Illinois, for example, and get everybody from Chicago, right? Because Derek advertises the daylights out of this as well. This thing might get to 30, 40, 50,000 people before you know it and be that big. And at some point, like, you are going to get the chaos like we had on Thursday and Friday, or they can also throw in another wrinkle if they wanted to, where at some point you got to use two different teams. Because it's, put it this way. Of the people remaining so far in Circa Survivor, they have hit a 14-team moneyline parlay already.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even close to getting to the finish line. They have to hit six more games, and you have to effectively hit, if you want to have any chance of winning this thing, in your mind, you have to be thinking, I need to hit a 20-team moneyline parlay.
And Christmas is a mess.
Absolutely it is.
Will the Lions even be in it? Will they be eliminated? Yes, Minnesota's bad. Who has Detroit left? Do you trust the Cowboys on the road? Washington playing hard. Daniels could be back. And then how do you play the Denver-Kansas City game? Who has Kansas City left? Yep. And they could be eliminated too.
And I'll tell you this.
You got to play one of those games.
Right. Unless Detroit goes back to the team that they were forever.
You're right.
And they're a disaster. Or that happens to the Cowboys because they get the annual game, obviously, on Thanksgiving. When Warren Sharp joined us on Sunday on the Tailgate Show, he was saying this is a Roger Goodell special, right? Where he scheduled marquee games across the board on Thursday, and then on Friday, even though the Eagles were a 7-point favorite, the Bears are, they're on the come and they're a national team, obviously. I'm guessing moving forward, he's not going to put any bombs or stink bombs on Thanksgiving or Black Friday. You're not going to be able to fade a Tennessee or a Las Vegas or any of these garbage teams. It's going to be eight of the better teams in the league playing every single year because he wants the ratings and he wants the grab. And the rest of that week is going to be a bunch of junk like we had on Sunday. So Thursday is always going to be difficult, and he's going to do the same exact thing. You think he's going to put teams with win totals of 4.5 against each other on Christmas Day? Of course not. He's going to put teams with a lot of hype and potential playoff slash conference winning teams on Christmas every single year. And as he proved last year, they're going to play on Wednesdays, and they're going to make it a triple header.
Yep.
So it's always going to be a thing. Now, are you going to get the four upsets again? Very unlikely.
No. It's only happened three times.
Yep.
Three times since 1990, I think it is. So.
Okay, I think we have Adam right now on the phone. Okay, so yeah, take us through this now. You were a part of the one of the entries that won the whole thing for $100,000 entry?
Yeah, I was. So I was a smaller piece of that team, and we had a good run through it. We were in a pretty good spot, but honestly, once the week 10 Buffalo lost to Miami and we had the big shakeup there, I thought there was going to be a split when it got to six teams remaining, because that was more than $1 million per team.
Yeah.
And it became very clear at that point there were two teams that had no interest whatsoever in splitting. I think there were probably at least one more that would have been in that camp, and very different motives. But also, I think what was important was to run out with the teams that were left. The difference between best and worst was really, really tight as well. And so it ended in a pretty spectacular fashion, but it was a very, very unique group of six teams left, and it was a very fun contest.
Who did that favor if there was no chop, and who had the best path?
Our team was about 0.5% better to illustrate how tight it was to run out. But what was interesting was one team had a couple unique options in week 15 and week 16. We were in a decent spot where we had chalk most of the way, but there was another team as well that had that too. And so what looked like in week 7, 8, 9, a very high probability of just one team winning everything, I didn't get the impression that it was one team taking it at the end. And so once the Burrow news came out, that really changed a lot of the contest.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And at that point was when you said, I need to bail a little bit here and sell a little bit of the piece that I have?
Yeah, because we were banking on Baltimore on Thanksgiving week as the team that we were saving. And so the way that that was looking initially, Burrow wasn't reported back till mid-December initially.
Yeah.
And once that came out right around week 10 that he was going to be potentially returning for Thanksgiving, I looked at that as kind of like, oh boy, that's the spot where Cincinnati gets up. I mean, that was their Super Bowl game, and we saw that play through on Thursday night. I mean, that was as good of an effort we've seen from that team all season.
Do you have any opinions now on any futures and what to make of this wild season with 2 minutes left here?
Wild season is a light way to put it. Wish we had more time, but I'm sorry about the internet there here in South America. It's a little patchy for live streaming, but I'm old and steady. In April, when I was on with you guys, Rams, Bills, Super Bowl, I'm still holding on to that. I think the Bills are now at a point where they're underrated, especially this week, just 5.5-point favorites against the Bengals. they're very dependent on the defense they face, but we're going to see them figure that out. And I think the Rams with Stafford as MVP are playing at a different level in the NFC. Mm-hmm. I think that's a loaded team that is all in like they were a few seasons ago with how that defense has come around. And so I'm still holding on to that. Have exact as the 50 and 60 to 1. I'm still looking at those two as the teams to beat in each conference.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You mentioned Stafford MVP. It's down to two guys, I would think, right? May is now the short shot, but that's going to change again this week because he's on a bye, and Stafford's probably going to light up the Cardinals.
I think so, too. I'm looking at Stafford as the option to win it. I get May's the surprise option, and the Patriots are going to finish very well and exceed expectations, but I still think Stafford's MVP, and that shifted so much after this last game, but we're going to see the Pats with a couple tough games coming up as well, so perception there could change in the next 2.5 weeks.
All right, pal. Enjoy your time in South America. I guess you have to come to Circa in person and cash out pretty soon, though, huh?
Yeah, it sounds like January, late playoffs is the time we're meeting up and everyone's coming together. So I'll be sure to see you guys. But with things sorted out in life, I can jump back on with you guys another time here now the rest of the season. So I look forward to chatting NFL if you guys have the space.
Very good.
Thank you.
Go to his website, by the way, adamchernoff.com, and sign up for his newsletter as well. Thanks, Adam. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Congrats.
Yeah, no kidding. Nice score.
That's a hell of a Super Bowl, too. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
All right, that'd be a good one. We'll hit a little NBA, and scoring is up almost 6 points per game in college basketball. We'll tell you give you some of the numbers that tell the story coming up next here on VSiN. Derek Stevens coming up in 15 minutes for his weekly spot here on the program. He's the owner, CEO of Circa Las Vegas. Was he happy or sad, you think, Paulie, watching all of the carnage this past weekend in Survivor? I'll give you this, vsin.com, great numbers on every single sport, every single day. The stuff that you get as a subscriber, when you go to vsin.com/subscribe, it pays for itself instantly. Steve Mackinnon with this tidbit on college basketball. Point production overall is up about 6 points over the full 2024-2025 season and about 4.8 points per game more than the first month of last year. Why would that be? Points per possession is only slightly up, 1.108 to 1.113. But the cause for this is pace. At the end of last year, teams were averaging 65 possessions per game. This year, it's up to almost 68. Historically, conference play sees scoring drop by about 1.5 total points per game. But we're going to find out what's going to happen once conference play begins, which, by the way, we have three games already tonight in the Big Ten in college basketball. And he also gave his but books have adjusted, by the way. Unders have been coming in because books adjusted to this right away. And his biggest jump in power ratings over the first month, he already moved Miami and NC State up 14.5 points. Already.
Wow.
In college hoops.
That is something.
Pretty good night. Solid games overall.
Yep.
I don't have a bet on any of the games as of right now. I did bet Michigan +3 here at Circa last week against Gonzaga. I don't know what the comp is to that game.
That burial.
They beat him by 50.
Yeah. That was impressive.
Yeah, it was.
Got the doubleheader on NBC Peacock tonight. That means your late start at 8 o'clock Pacific with the night game. Knicks and Celtics, Knicks favored in Boston. Celtics are who we thought they are. You know, I'm surprised they're at the bottom in pace, but hanging in there in the play-in round and around 500. Even though they're the 2 seed, can I call the Knicks a bit of a disappointment?
Sure.
Number one, you see where they are in pace. I thought Mike Brown was going to push it.
Right.
They're like 25th in pace. Mm-hmm. They are great at home, losing record on the road.
How about the Celtics actually are now favored?
Yeah, there's one spot where they're favored, yeah.
Are we sure the Celtics should be favored in this game?
No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by the Knicks here.
Yeah, I like that as well. Total's going to be tough. Celtics bombs away, let it rip. But a good game in play as well. But I would like the Knicks as well. And then everyone's talking about this, and rightfully so. OKC's on the road against Golden State. They were 12.5, now there's 11.5, no Curry. Can they do this? They are 8-1 at DraftKings to win 74 games. They are minus $9. You got to bet 900 to win 100. Most wins. They are now minus 350 for longest winning streak. That is now up to 13 games in a row and tied the Pistons. They are number one in defensive efficiency at 103.6 points per 100 possessions allowed. Detroit is number two at 110. The gap between one and two is the same as the gap between two and 23. And they just got Williams back. And I know they've had an easy go of it as far as the schedule. But now with Williams coming back, with point differential, with defensive rating, the net rating is 15.3. People keep asking, do they want to do it? Is it on their goal? I don't care. The roster is so stacked that they're that good and deep, and they're still going to win all these games, and they're going to be huge favorites in all these games, that I don't mind the 8-1. And then even you could bet 70 wins as well if that's going to happen.
That's their updated win total. It's 69.5.
Oh, my God. And I know people around the league are panicking, especially in the league office, that as it stands right now, they're 20-1. They're going back-to-back defending champs. They would have not one, not two, but three lottery picks.
It's too bad.
Oh, I know.
Too bad for the league.
It's incompetence around the league.
Sure it is. Yep.
But it's also Sam Presti being a genius.
So, by the way, you mentioned all those numbers. They're getting Golden State tonight. To compare this team to the 2015-2016 Warriors through 21 games, obviously the Warriors were undefeated. They started the year 24-0. Uh-huh. The OKC Thunder have a bigger point differential by 14 points, and their net rating at plus 15.3. The Warriors back then undefeated was plus 14.6. And the Thunder offensive rating is actually higher by 4-plus points than Golden State was with Curry, with Durant, with Klay Thompson, all those guys. Now, there is no Dort, there is no Caruso, there is no Hartenstein tonight. And maybe that's why there is money here on Golden State to push it down to 11.5 now. But this team is completely different. Jimmy Butler's going to play, but they're not even close to the same team without Steph Curry.
And plus, Butler has ripped them numerous times. We don't guard anybody.
Right.
And they've been a disappointment as well.
Like, it doesn't matter who plays for Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
As long as SGA's in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting every, okay.
Well said.
The Grizzlies are playing at the Spurs. There's no Wemby, obviously. Castle, he's out as well.
Huge win the other night.
It was.
Good job by the Spurs.
Yeah.
One at Denver.
That was a great performance out of that team. Landale is questionable tonight for Memphis in this game. San Antonio is 5. Is that a little short here in this game?
Yeah, I don't. Between this Ja Morant business and what's going on with Memphis, I think it goes over. Memphis is 12th in pace, which is a bit of a surprise. But I wouldn't mind the over here in this game, and I also think it's short. And how about this? Breaking news. I'm shocked. Good thing we're both sitting down. Zion's out 3 weeks. So the T-Wolves are now laying a massive number against the Pelicans, who have one of the worst records in the league, and they don't own their pick. It goes to Atlanta, and that could be that's your big boy, right? What's Dumb and Dumber with the IOU? That's your big boy there.
Might want to hang on to that one.
Yes. The Pelicans are 3-18, and the pick goes to Atlanta, and now the big fella's out for an extended period of time. Minnesota, 12-8. But again, can you trust them with these meltdowns they've had? Blowing these games, the Phoenix game, the Sacramento game. You just blitzed Sacramento by 30,
right?
And then you went back there and you're up 12 in the fourth quarter and lost the game. That was after they were up 8 with 40 seconds and lost to the Suns. So that's a horrible fourth quarter team in what's happened the last week. But if they want to, I mean, yes, they should be able to just blow them out and bury them tonight.
I'll give you the guy that I have my eyes on. It's Sadiq Bey.
Okay.
Because Jones is out, Poole is out, Murray's out. Murphy's going to play. Hawkins is going to play as well. Both those guys I mentioned there were both questionable, but they're going to give it a shot tonight. Sadiq Bey, quietly awesome, especially like last five games. Points, 18-20, 18-21, and 22. Rebounds, 11-13, 10-7, and 11. He's going bombs away as well. He's hit multiple threes in four out of the five games, and he's hit three plus threes in three out of them. And he's also playing 30 plus minutes a game. I like him pretty much every which way but loose tonight. I bet him over 5.5 rebounds. Earlier today, I put it on the Pro Picks page at vsin.com. I bet him over 1.5 threes. I think the number was minus 160 there. I like points, rebounds, and assists to go over. I like points and rebounds to go over. He's really putting up some massive numbers here recently. And with all these injuries, and again, no Zion and a bunch of those other players, I think it's probably like the usage is going to continue for the guy.
You want Drummond rebounds?
If here's the thing. The answer to that is absolutely yes, but he left the game last time out. I think that was on Sunday, if I recall correctly. Only played 6 minutes. That was only after 11 minutes the game before that. He did participate at shoot-around today. He was questionable for the game. If you told me right now, because there's no Embiid in this game, if you told me that Drummond's fine and he's going to play his regular minutes with no Embiid, then 100%, yes. But I'm a little iffy here on the overall health on him going into the game. And by the way, the Wizards, off a huge win last night, what are they like tonight now taking on Philadelphia here?
Yep. And let me give you another one in terms of moving forward with props and maybe some futures. Nembhard, the rookie from Gonzaga, Jason Kidd put him in as a point guard with the Mavs. He's had it with D'Lo. He was 12 of 14 last night, had 28 points in the win at Denver. He made four threes. Against the Lakers, he was 7 of 11 for 17 points. If this guy's going to get major run and put up these numbers, and with AD back,
yeah,
this is quite the story here.
Yeah, file that away for sure.
You've seen a lot of games where a kid doesn't even want to play Russell.
That's right.
And he might go with the rookie here. This week, Missouri became the 39th state to go live with legal sports betting. It's appropriate that VSiN welcomes one of our newest affiliates, 102.1 The One in Springfield, Missouri. KOSP-FM, owned by Midwest Family Broadcasting. Welcome aboard The One in Springfield, Missouri. Great to have you. Good luck. Cast some tickets, everyone.
Very good. Very good to be on board there. By the way, the Mavericks play tomorrow. Do you see against who? They get the Miami Heat.
Oh, boy. Number one in pace. They did it again. Bam.
Bam. Oh, man.
And Powell again. What a year Powell's having.
Bam went way over, man. Yeah. With the threes last night. That number's going to disappear. But that game, that total will open up in the 240s.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Stevens next. He's a guy, he's the man who put together Survivor out here at Circa. Was he happy or sad watching all of that carnage during Gobblegeddon?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Good to have you on board. Time now for a weekly chat with Derek Stevens. He is the owner and the CEO of Circa Las Vegas, the Golden Gate, and the D. Also the man who came up with the incredible Survivor contest here in town. Good to see you again. How are you?
Pretty good. Glad to be back from, we were in a snowstorm in Missouri yesterday. We had launch day, you know, and it was a heck of a launch day, but I'm glad to be back here in sunny Las Vegas.
State number six.
State number six.
Very good. Everything went swimmingly.
Everything went well. We were busy all day. It was also fun. We had this like little sprinter van driving us all over to all the radio stations and all that. It was snowing the whole day. I got a whole winter's worth of winter love in one day.
You good to go?
There you go.
As the man who came up with these unbelievable contests, were you happy or sad to watch all the carnage on Thursday and Friday?
Well, I would say Thursday it was just beyond belief. You know, to have these three dogs win outright and then come back on Friday and have the Bears pull this upset. I mean, you never would have thought that. I mean, it was 1 week ago today. I was sitting here and we're talking about, we think we're going to have more than 200 people cash in Circus Survivor. Like, man, when I left, like, that's too many. And then how many people are going to make it? So in retrospect on Circa Grandissimo, you guys know I'm not a super fan of the chops, but at the same point, I want people to monetize. This was something organic. All six getting knocked out on one weekend, and then they split the $6.9 million. So six checks for $1.15. In retrospect, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I got to know a lot of these contestants, so I'm happy. Six inaugural winners in Circa Grandissimo, and then for Circus Survivor, going from 900 down to 49, just nuts. Last year, remember, was 54, and all 54 made it through Thanksgiving. And now he went from 900 down to 49. Yeah, it was something. You know, everybody got their money's worth, that's for sure.
And then four were on the Rams, so yeah. They go down. So we're down to 45. Now what are you thinking here as far as availability and who should be used and some candidates?
Well, I think now it's really interesting when you look at Circus Survivor availability, because with these teams, remember, every one of these teams that's alive in Circus Survivor took an underdog on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know that their availabilities are all whacked out.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, you got teams that have Detroit available. You've got 12 teams that have Kansas City available. You know, you've got 24 that have Dallas available. So this is where it's amazing that when you think about, look at 36 have Philadelphia available.
Wow.
Because none of these teams, they didn't take any of the favorites. It's kind of amazing. So I think now with this availability, it's kind of more wide open.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see a lot of teams again. Like we've seen all year long.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the other thing, too, is I know it's based on availability, but I'm just going against the Titans and the Raiders, and I don't care if it's where it's played. These teams are so bad. Would you agree with that?
I like the anti-Raider play.
Well,
that's
bad.
For sure. It's falling apart.
Yeah.
Falling apart. Look at this. Like this weekend, one of the key selections is going to be Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
38 out of the 45 have Tampa Bay available.
Right.
Oh. It's like availability is all wide open again.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
By the way, that entry named Accorsi,
yeah,
who had four dogs and planned it out that way, it's been brought to our attention that he used all the teams on Thanksgiving that were good early to get him here, and his plan was hoping for Armageddon to happen so then he would be alive. Maybe that's his strategy every single year. And this is the year that it came through for him. I'd love to talk to the guy on the air.
Wow. All right. We got to get a hold of him. You know, he was in Circa Grandissimo. So I know Cam Ross got to know him.
Okay.
Is that John Accorsi, the poker player? Is that who that is? Or is that the guy who owns the bar back in East? I can't remember.
When
if
he
I
came
met
and
him.
Signed up, I don't think I was here. But Cam met with him.
He did. Okay.
So I know Cam's got his contact. We got to get you on here. I want to hear that story.
I'd love to hear the story.
I did not know that was the case.
That's what there's another person who plays Survivor who knows Accorsi. He was here at Circa when they signed up for it, who told us this on Twitter, and he sent the sheets to prove it. He also used four different teams again this week, and they all won.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking. Accorsi 1, 3, 4, 9. All in the mix.
Yep.
Four out of the 45 left.
God.
Holy moly.
Is that the guy I met who did every...
You met him. Layla, the dog owner,
yes,
is the guy tweeting us. He was adamant, said that you met him here in the summertime when they signed up.
Now I know who it is then. Okay. Now I know who it is.
Okay.
He's at all the contests around town. Okay. So this one's tough. So if I'm Potato Commish, and I have a kick-ass season, and I haven't had a losing week, and I'm trying to break Durbify's record. Oh, okay, I snipped on the banana peel. It happens. But I had a 1-4. Now I'm not even the leader? How do you think that feels?
Yeah, let's not. You know, we've been talking about Potato Commish a lot, but what about CoinHop now? CoinHop takes a 1.5-point lead. It's unbelievable. 47-18. So he's on a pace that's unbelievable. Yeah, coin out 47-18, and then Potato Commish with 45.5 points at 45-19-1, and then Bison Sports Cards 44-20-1, and Bruiser 44-21. I mean, it's tight. These records are all terrific. Yeah, all terrific in the overall. Hey, you know, we finished the third quarter last week, and one Circa Millions contestant by the name of Price Check wins first place by themselves, collects $150,000. It was a three-way tie for second. So we add up the second place money, the third place, fourth place money, all put together at 16.5 points. Seven Z, let's go. Bison Sports Cards and Gilbert. All 16-3-1. They all get 38,333. So they chopped that total. But this is funny. There were 11 people that split fifth place. Fifth place pays 10 grand. So when you have 11 of them, that comes out to $909 a piece for 11 of them to chop fifth place with a record of all 16 points. Some were 16-4, and there were four that were 15-3-2. There were five that were 15-3-2. So 16 points chops fifth place for the quarter.
How about the record for price check?
17-1-2.
Oh, what a run. And how about the booby? 3-16-1 to scoop last place for 25 grand.
25 grand, 3-16-1 on the booby. Yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to find a tweet that we got earlier today. The person was pointing out that it was the person who was, I think, in the lead for the quarterly, and he put up an 0-5. Yeah. So he didn't even then finish anywhere in the money at all.
Yes.
Wow.
That's not fun.
Our friend Flying Tiger sent that in to us as well. Oh. Flying Tiger reminded us of that.
Yeah, he cashed. Flying Tiger cashed in the quarterly. Well.
Yeah. Wow. Man, how are you feeling here for a playoff game in December, early December for the Lions Thursday? If they lose, I don't think they're going to make it.
I don't think they're going to make it either. What's the probability they make the playoffs now?
Yeah.
25-30%?
They're still like plus 125, which is surprising.
Right.
It's kind of like with the Chiefs where they still believe they're going to take off and get hot, but between all these injuries and the
injuries
defense,
have been unbelievable.
Yeah, and I can't catch a break.
You're right. This is a playoff game against the Cowboys Thursday night.
What a handle. What a handle on this game, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Massive.
What's been the biggest problem for the team this year? Injuries, you think? Overall, very difficult schedule. No more Ben Johnson.
On the defensive side, yeah, the secondary's been beat up. Yeah. Everybody's getting injured. You know, everybody coming back next week, Kirby, he might never come back. And the defensive line, not as good as they thought. And Hutchinson's not been the impact player that he was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the defense hasn't been there. Offensively, yeah, their offensive line hasn't been great.
That was an issue going into the season.
And let's also remember, this might be the most brutal schedule of any schedule I've ever seen.
Well said.
In the last 10 years. I don't remember a team that has a more difficult schedule than this.
Yeah, I mean, the road opponents.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, you know, but that's the way it goes. Sometimes you get an easy schedule. A couple years ago, Lions had the easiest schedule in the league.
Yeah.
Now the pendulum has swung harshly.
Yeah. Well, if they finish, I'm not going to say in last place, because, my God, they're not going to finish below Minnesota, but if they finish third place this year in that division, they'll catch a little bit of a break next year. Anyway.
I mean, it's really unbelievable. That NFL schedule, how you know, they penalize you for finishing first, and they really you know, let you go by finishing last, that's for sure.
By the way, do you like it that it's completely wide open?
Yeah, I think it's been great.
Yeah.
I think it's been great. I mean, there's a lot of fun stories here. Obviously, who's not performed? Nobody ever would have thought Baltimore and Lamar. Nobody would have thought Philadelphia. The Lions, they're all going down. But there's a lot of other teams we're having a lot of fun with this. Who'd have thought the Bears are doing what they're doing?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Great to see you again. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thank you.
There you go. Derek Stevens, owner, CEO of Circa Las Vegas, up next in Pocket Plays. And wait until you hear what someone here at VSiN made the Ohio State Indiana number. I'll tell you that next.
Determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're right.
We're an hour and 15 minutes away from hijinks, shenanigans, corruption, lies. The College Football Playoff Committee. What will they do with Notre Dame and Miami? Will common sense prevail? Mitch has an idea on that coming up. But something to also watch tonight, will Duke magically appear in the top 25 with 5 losses now that the ACC can't find their ass with both hands in a 5-way tie that somehow the team that's ranked top 12 in the country is not involved with these ridiculous tiebreakers? It goes to Duke. It would behoove the ACC for Virginia to win this game, assuming Duke is not ranked. If Virginia loses Saturday to Duke, that means James Madison and the North Texas Tulane winner, both in the playoff. No ACC. No soup for you. Assuming Miami is also then out. So I think Virginia, in the best interest of the conference, with millions and millions of dollars on the line, and this was a low money line over the weekend, and now it's up to 3.5, but Virginia, $1.30 on the money line, something to watch for tonight, again, with the committee.
It would behoove you to deliver these pizzas.
I love that story from Al Scalia. And
he sponsors the Monday and the Thursday shows. It was when he delivered pizzas to President Obama years ago when he was in town.
The person on the other line wanted like 20, 30 pizzas stat. He goes, I'm busy here. I don't have time. It would behoove you to deliver the pizzas. Why would it behoove me? Because the commander-in-chief is hungry. And he delivered the pizzas, and there you go. All right. We got a lot going on in hockey. The Washington Capitals goal in the first 10 has won 15 in a row. 15 in a row. They're in La La Land tonight. Goal in the first 10 is cheap. $1.40 in some spots. Let's make it 16 in a row. It's also 9 in a row on the road. Some stats here. Colorado, 17 of 20. San Jose, 8 of 9. At home, Washington 11 in a row. Colorado 11 in a row. Pittsburgh 10 of 12. On the road, Philly 8 of 9. Washington 7 in a row. Flyers 11 of 13. Thanks to Ian Duncan and John Davis. And more on these coming up tomorrow with Top Bottom. Avalanche, Canucks, first period over. $1.50. Colorado's been insane. Goal in the first 10 and goal in the first 5. And I'm going to go. I bet McMillan today. Offensive rookie of the year based on...
You're sticking it to me.
I know. It's just... I'm looking at this team. He's missed so many games. He's only had 3 good games. Dart cannot win the award. I'm sorry. There's 4 games left. This is outrageous. And they're a bad team. And then the third choice is Ibaka, but now everyone's coming back, and his numbers are starting to slide. But I still... Even though he hasn't put the best numbers up the last couple weeks, Bryce looks for him, and he's catching the fancy touchdown, like the Monday night game.
His only catch.
I know. So I just think he's going to win this maybe by default. And these other guys are getting hurt by what's going on. You cannot give the award to Dart. Anyways, McMillan, Offensive Rookie of the Year, plus 125. Good luck.
All right, pal. Back at you. Giants plus a 7.5. No good. I had a 94-yard punt return go against me.
Ridiculous.
I had a touchdown that wasn't a touchdown called and stand go against me. I had the most boneheaded kicking play in the history of the sport.
So he said after the game that's happened before.
Who said that?
Who did?
How would he know?
Well, he's the kicker.
Oh, it happened to him?
Yes, that's what he's saying.
The major yips?
Yes. He said there was something wrong with the ball. That's why he didn't kick it. And they said, does that happen before? He said, yeah.
So I'd rather plant my foot in the ground?
No one has ever seen that before.
Ever.
I don't understand. He said it happened last year. I don't recall that. He totally said, I give up. I bunt. I'm not going to kick it.
Unreal. I'm going to change my mind, so I'm going to rocket my foot into the ground as hard as I possibly can. That's a good idea.
You know,
Nothing bad could happen there.
I just think he just forgot and got lost. One time I cursed on the air. I forgot where I was. Another time, I actually pulled a Rodney. You see what Rodney Harrison did Sunday? He just couldn't talk. He was asked a question by Collinsworth twice, and he gave up. He goes, "Sorry, guys."
I didn't see it.
It's just maybe Koo just is like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. You forget. How do you not kick the ball there?
I've had coughing attacks on the air, sneeze a couple times, whatever. Forget what I'm going to say. Screw up. I mean, that stuff sits with me for the rest of the week. By the way. You say the wrong word, you screw up, you're like, oh, God, I can't get out of
it. Go.
But I mean, I'm just saying, that and, you know, it's like Costanza. Boy, all these teams are flying all over the country. Don't you think we're going to have more plane crashes? Don't you think more people are going to screw up all the time like that? So that happened, and also the helmet that wasn't called. Regardless, even if all that stuff doesn't happen, I don't know if the Giants covered the game. They were horrible last night.
Is that true? Is the rule correct? You can do that because he's a runner?
I can't imagine.
The guy can come in 100 miles an hour.
Of course, if that's true, then every single team should just do it then. Here, this is my job. I'm going to turn into Chuck Cecil, and I'm turning into a heat-seeking missile going right after the guy's helmet.
Oh, it was vicious.
I'm going to knock him out. He's going to go unconscious, and we're going to recover the fumble. Oh,
that was vicious.
Pending, Cowboys plus 3.5. Bet that against the Lions immediately this week. I also have them plus 145 on the money line. Georgia money line, SEC title game minus 130. More plays here for tonight's card. I mentioned him in the, I'll get to this in a second. I'm on it. Miami to make the college football playoff.
Come on.
We talked about, if you missed any of the show today, it was a very good college football conversation. You can always go back and listen to the Follow the Money podcast. I made my case for Miami plus 550 to make the playoff. Here's one. This number is going to change. I don't know how much you can get down. Probably not a lot. He was just named Western Conference Defensive Player of the Month. Their defensive numbers absolutely take a blowtorch to every team in the league. Cason Wallace, he's this year's Lou Dort for me. 501 NBA Defensive Player of the Year. Can they ignore the best defensive team back-to-back years if Wemby doesn't play 65 games? I'll take my chances here. Seahawks minus 3.5. That's next week against the Colts. Next week, week 15.
Yeah.
We have commonplace tonight.
Yeah.
Kings in the Kings Capitals first 10. Goal there, minus 138. Where'd you find Colorado minus 150? Good God, I got 170 there.
You do?
Colorado and the Canucks.
Caesars, yeah. Thanks.
They have minus 150? Okay.
DK got it, yeah. Caesars didn't even have it. Caesars didn't even have goal in the first 10 in the Kings game. I was shocked.
And by the way, I'm betting one unit there. I'm betting that to risk. I'm not betting that to win, just FYI. And then I also have, I don't know, Luke, if you have this one or not, but it's on the picks page at VSiN.com. We'll count this in the win or lose tomorrow in this segment. Sadiq Bey, over 5.5 rebounds. Played that earlier today. Thanks to Jim Campbell on X pointing this out. 7-0 last 7, 10-2 on the season when he's a starter. Well, the Pelicans are out a ton of guys again tonight.
Yeah.
And his numbers over the last 5 games have been awesome. So we're going to go to war with Sadiq Bey tonight.
Not a VSiN Pro subscriber yet. This is your best chance. Black Friday specials live, just $60. Pro access, everything we offer all the way through May 1st. Every best bet, every host, every guest. The real-time betting splits, DK Circa, Bracco, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video and replays on the Watch app, coverage of every major sport through the spring. Our biggest new subscriber offer of the year is here. Don't wait. VSiN.com/subscribe now. Saturday, December 20th, doubleheader on Fox. Eagles, Commanders, 2 o'clock Pacific, followed by Packers, Bears, 5:30 Pacific. Both games are going against the college football playoffs.
Awesome. Just a tremendous job there by everybody involved. So this is who I was talking about before the break, and it's VSiN's Tyler Shoemaker. Again, when you're a subscriber, you can see his numbers every single day, every single week, throughout the season. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. He pointed out in his breakdown of Ohio State and Indiana, before the year started, his number would have been Ohio State minus 16. Minus 16. He points out the Hoosiers not only repeated their winning ways from last year, they took it up a notch. Mendoza, obviously, stout defense. But his numbers right now have Indiana as a 1.5-point favorite. He continued to write, my apprehension is betting Indiana here is that, number one, the Hoosiers relentlessly ran up the score on overmatched opponents when they had the chance. And number two, Ohio State admittedly throttled down the tempo this year to stay fresh for a postseason run.
Yes, it's a great angle.
So I don't even know if he's going to bet it or not, but his numbers show 1.5. And money on Indiana again today. So Ohio State here at Circa, they're down to 4. I think people with Pavia Heisman tickets, I would bet like over in this game.
Yeah.
On a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Because Pavia was a monster number before the season started, and you want 10-7 final. Stay tuned. VSiN Primetime is coming up next. Humans and Murray for a strong 4-hour program. Good luck with the bets tonight. We'll see you.